Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of our citizens wish that we had some choice in the presidential campaign other than Donald Trump or Joe Biden. One of those citizens who has expressed himself on this regard is John Bolton, who was our former UN ambassador, the job that Nikki Haley later held. He was also national security advisor to President Trump. He has now announced that he is not going to be voting for Donald Trump, his former boss, or for Joe Biden, who he's also known for a good deal of time. So no Biden, no Trump. Where to for John Bolton? He is the author of the new book, newly released in paperback, or just upcoming, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. It is coming out with a new foreword on Tuesday, January 30th. John, congratulations on that, and congratulations for your own Declaration of Independence. So what are you going to do about your political future or your vote in the upcoming election?
Right. Well, in 2020, faced obviously with the same choice, I wrote in the name of a conservative Republican. I live in Maryland. You can write in names for all the offices. And since there wasn't a conservative Republican on the ballot for president in 2020, I wrote in somebody I thought could do the job, and I am fully prepared to do that again. I understand the argument people make that it's a binary choice. I believe that in 2016, that's why I voted for Trump rather than Hillary Clinton. But having experienced 17 months of Trump as president up close and personal, I just realized that however bad the choice is, Trump is not the better alternative. And as you were saying, it is a sad commentary. It should cause us all to think long and hard about how we allowed ourselves to get into this position.
Yes, indeed. Are you able to disclose who you wrote in, or you would prefer not to?
Well, I haven't. I guess I'm waiting for an appropriate time. I mean, this election, there may be other alternatives. I'm not sure that they'll be better than writing in somebody, but perhaps if there's a viable protest route, that might be something. I'm just afraid all of these nascent third-party independent efforts are going to tilt the election one way or the other. I don't know of any third-party or independent effort that could seriously argue at this point they could get 270 electoral votes for their candidate, which means that their only impact will be to move the election in one direction or the other, and nobody can predict what that would be. So I think it's I live in Maryland. My vote doesn't count there anyway, so it may be a harder question for people who live in swing states.
So you're not joining the bandwagon for Cornel West?
I think I'll give that one a pass. This, in part, is what worries me, is with Cornel West, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the No Labels effort, perhaps others. I mean, we're already in uncharted territory with just the two major party candidates, and you throw these others in. I just worry that in a very close election, a multiplicity of candidates will make it seem even more illegitimate. And we're in a very dangerous place, largely, not exclusively, but largely because of Donald Trump, and I just don't want to see it made any more confused than it has to be.
No, I understand and I greatly sympathize. And as I said, many, many people that I know, most people that I know, are frustrated by this presidential choice, the limited choice of viable candidates. And why do you think, you talked about how we got into this situation, if you were asked to explain it, What went wrong that the best that this great country of 330 million people can do is these two, this doddering duopoly of Trump and Biden?
Well, I think the Democrats are to blame in part, and they will be complicit if Trump is elected president. They think Biden is personally very popular, and they think he won in 2020, and he can win again. He's not very popular. People believe he's not up to the job anymore. And he didn't win in 2020 because people were overwhelmingly impressed by him. He won because his name wasn't Donald Trump. And I think that
But you do think that Biden won.
Yes, I do. And by the way, if Trump and those who agree with him think that that Biden didn't win and that the election was stolen, then they have to concede that Trump and the RNC hired the worst crew of lawyers in American history, that they couldn't prove that around the country. But, you know, the analysts have said in 2016, 2020, and again this year, there's a large group of people that don't like either candidate. And in 2016, on Election Day, they decided they did not like Hillary more than they didn't like Trump, so they voted for Trump. Likewise in 2020, except that time Biden was the beneficiary. So we're going to have an election, really, between the least worst candidate for president. And on the Republican side, I think our failure was that we those of us who don't like Trump, who fear what he will do in a second term, simply forgot how to communicate with a large part of the party that Trump had mastered the ability to communicate with, and we just didn't do it.
What about Nikki Haley? She intends to keep her campaign going. I don't know if she is going to compete in the Maryland primary. Is there a primary in Maryland coming up?
There should be, and you know, I don't know what I'll do, but there are other races, and I think this is important for everybody to think about. We've got the control of the U.S. Senate and U.S. House up. In many states, there are gubernatorial races, local races. People should go, even if they decide not to vote for anybody for president. I think our salvation here is going to rest for the next 4 years on, I hope, responsible Republican control of the Senate and control of the House, more easily said in the Senate than in the House. But however unappetizing the choices at the presidential level are, don't forget those down ballot races.
And Nikki Haley ended up holding the same job you once held. Do you think she did a good job as UN ambassador?
Yeah, I do. Look, I think she was her candidacy, I think, was unusual in many respects. I'm surprised she's the last one standing. But I have to say, here's another mistake that anti-Trump Republicans made. As in 2016, the candidates running for the nomination other than Trump engaged in a circular firing squad among themselves. Instead of arguing and explaining to the voters why Trump shouldn't be the nominee, they went after each other. And Trump just sailed blissfully above the battle. And now everybody else is gone, and Trump's at over 50%. So we said we wouldn't make the same mistake we made in 2016, and then we went ahead and made it.
Well, it's you're talking about historic mistakes. You have a column today in the Wall Street Journal which makes the outstanding point that the U.S. failure to repulse Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Iran's ring of fire strategy against Israel is undoubtedly prompting considerable deliberation in China. While Ukraine wasn't overrun, it is far from being victorious, thereby proving to the world that the West will tolerate unprovoked aggression. We can do better, and let us hope that we can do better regardless of the disappointments in the presidential campaign.
Yeah, look, we've got a choice between a weak Joe Biden and a feckless Donald Trump, and they're both inadequate to the task that we need, and it's going to be a rough 4 years under either's leadership.
I appreciate your perspective, John Bolton. Congratulations on the paperback release of The Room Where It Happened. We will be right back.
Of course, deeply honored to receive
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Show, just a reminder about our flash sale, and it's maybe a little bit longer than a normal flash. It's a couple of days, but we have a couple of days more, and it's an added opportunity to save 50% on getting an annual basic MedHead subscription. Normally, the MedHead subscription like that would be $60. Now it is $29.95 for a year's subscription. That breaks out to about $2.50 per month. And that's the lowest it's ever been. That gives you opportunity to listen live or on demand to this radio show. When you listen on demand, of course, it's commercial free. All of this is available to you at michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code MEDHEAD to get this 50% off on our flash sale. Meanwhile, I wish there could be just a flash to do a redo on the border deal that had been reached, apparently, by the members of the U.S. Senate and had a chance, at least, of making progress in the House. It was, for several reasons, very, very important. Number one, it was represented a huge Republican victory, which now is being let go because President Trump did not want any improvement in the border until after he's elected president. And it's just that crude and just that awful and just that inappropriate. Given the fact that we do have a border crisis, and yes, people should be emotional about it, and yes, we need to do something about it, here we have the sitting president finally willing to concede most of the important points that Republicans had said we wanted. And for political considerations, in order to postpone ameliorating the situation on the southern border, President Trump uses his influence as leader of the party, and he is the leader of the party right now, to discourage this deal. Here's commentary on this latest development from former Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Listen.
It's true that McConnell said, you know, basically, you know, we thought we had a deal, but now it looks like, you know, Trump's going to be the nominee and he wants to run on this. I mean, that is so cynical and irresponsible you know, surprising, frankly. We all know how dangerous the situation is at the border. I think, you know, as I said, the Biden administration, you know, deserves real criticism for the fact that they haven't secured the border. But now for the Republicans, the Republican leader to be saying, well, we're not going to take any action because Trump doesn't want us to. You know, that just, I think, confirms what everybody's frustrations are about politics today. And it's just really, really cynical and sad that that's the position they're taking.
Cynical and sad. That could be a caption to a picture of the situation. Mitt Romney, who, yes, is still a member of the U.S. Senate, his term lasts until January of this coming year. Senator Romney also was critical of this development, and he had been involved in the deal to try to get a meaningful border compromise, which they did, but it was a compromise that everybody said tilted Republican. It would have not made the situation on the border perfect, but would have made it vastly better. And if you look at the details of what it provided, plus, of course, opening up the fact that it could have loosened up some crucial assistance to Ukraine at a extremely serious moment of the war. Here is Senator Romney.
Do you think this is what he wants, the issue, Donald Trump? This is what he's doing?
I think the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump. And the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling. But the reality is that we have a crisis at the border. The American people are suffering as a result of what's happening at the border. And someone running for president ought to try and get the problem solved, as opposed to saying, hey, save that problem. Don't solve it. Let me take credit for solving it later.
And again, that is an untenable position for President Trump. It also opens up the opportunity for Nikki Haley to show an alternate point of view, a very different point of view. She has just released a big new ad that is playing, apparently, in heavy rotation all across South Carolina. And that ad sounds like this.
But I felt I should do this because I find in life you can't let people get away with bullshit.
We have an economy that's crushing middle-class Americans. We have a border that is totally open.
And we did much better in 2020 than we did in 2016.
The worst-kept secret in politics is how badly the Democrats want to run against Donald Trump.
When I watched her in the fancy dress that probably wasn't so fancy come up, I said, what's she doing?
The other day, Donald Trump accused me of not providing security at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, I've long called for mental competency tests for politicians over the age of 75. Trump claims he'd do better than me in one of those tests. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But if he thinks that, then he should have no problem standing on a debate stage with me.
And again, that goes to the point of Daniel Henninger's column today. It's a very, very inviting invitation, one would think, for President Trump. In other words, he's very proud of his commanding presence, his ability to communicate. He clearly believes he's one of the great speakers in American history. No one, certainly not since the 19th century, has been given to such lengthy speeches as President Trump, and even recently. So why not a debate? And a new campaign, which I think may succeed, to oust another Ivy League president. Does she deserve it? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. More Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, at least in Alaska Airlines fleet, found with loose bolts. The White House says Congress and the FAA are on task with thorough investigations of the recent door plug near disaster.
We're always going to look into what we can do, and FAA is going to do this, to make sure that we continue to that we do everything possible.
A door plug blew off the Alaska Airlines flight at 16,000 feet this month as the plane was climbing on its way to California. Boeing has since grounded grounded all 737 MAX 9 planes while detailed inspections are carried out. British billionaire Joe Louis is pleading guilty to charges of insider trading in the U.S. The 86-year-old former owner of English Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur appeared in court in New York Wednesday. He's accused of giving inside info on companies he invested in to friends, personal assistants, and romantic partners. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Michael Medved Show, the president of the University of Pennsylvania was pushed to resign, and Shamim Gray was pushed to resign at Harvard University as president there, and next in line appears to be the president of Cornell, another Ivy League school, one of these eight schools that are among America's oldest and most prestigious. In any event, her name is Martha Pollack, and wealthy alumni activists, angered by the leadership of their Ivy League alma maters, have helped push out presidents at the University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. Now a new group of donors are pulling out the same playbook at Cornell University. John Linseth, a Cornell alumnus, donor, and former trustee, asked the school's board of directors to dismiss University President Martha Pollack and Provost Michael Kotlikoff for allegedly stilling open debate and rational argument. Alumni who support the call for the pair's ouster also were upset about diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at the school, as well as what they see as a growing anti-Semitism on campus. When you talk about the growing anti-Semitism on campus, they report in the Wall Street Journal, since the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas, the Cornell campus at Ithaca, New York, has seen a number of protests and demonstrations over related issues. Most have been peaceful, but two events in the wake of the attack drew considerable fire. Wait till you hear about the events. On October 15th, Russell Rickford, an associate professor in the university's history department, gave a speech in downtown Ithaca, New York, in which he said he found the attack by Hamas on Israeli civilians exhilarating. Exhilarating to kill 1,200 Israelis. 2 weeks later, a Cornell student threatened to shoot up a kosher dining hall where Jewish students eat, to stab and slit the throat of any Jewish males he sees on campus, and to rape and throw off a cliff any Jewish females, and to behead any Jewish babies, according to court filings. In November, the U.S. Education Department announced it was investigating Cornell in connection with anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim harassment. The irony about all of this, of course, is that President Martha Pollack is, in fact, Jewish, but that doesn't mean that she has admirable or even acceptable or even minimal sensitivity to rampant anti-Semitism on her campus. Meanwhile, there was a perspective from Fox News that should get some people thinking about what has been happening in the presidential campaign so far. Perspective from Britt Hume. This is clip 7.
If you think of him as an incumbent, this showing tonight's weak, right? I mean, he should be doing better. And it's also a sign of weakness that the independents and others who voted in this primary were not welcomed by the Trump campaign and by a lot of his supporters. The idea being, of course, that we wouldn't want to have the kind of a party and a candidate that draws in the people from the other party. So there's a sort of insane political logic at work here. But there's weakness there with Trump. There's no doubt about it. Even if he wins, you know, easily and going away, he lost in 2020. His candidates lost in 2022. I mean, he has a lot of losses on his book.
Okay, it is worth pointing out. And by the way, one of the things that was most bizarre in Trump's victory speech was he talked about how he had carried New Hampshire in 2016. He had carried New Hampshire even bigger in 2020. Actually, he lost New Hampshire in 2016 and lost all those four electoral votes. He lost it again by a much bigger margin, 8 points, in 2020. But then again, Stephen Colbert asked a very relevant question reacting to Trump attacking Haley's speech. This is clip 8.
Haley acknowledged Trump's win, but vowed to stay in the race, and Trump did not like that.
Today, I have to tell you, it was very interesting because I said, wow, what a great victory. And she was up, and I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win, she lost.
How dare she act like she won when she lost? I mean, what kind of maniac pretends they won when they really lost? Anyway, getting back to what I was. Look, this is the thing. I won in 2020. I'm still president right now. Hail to the me. Bing, 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 bong, bing, 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 bong, bing.
Governor Sununu, who was also attacked by Trump in his victory speech, he said he must be on something. Governor Sununu is energetic. I mean, you've heard him on our show several times, and he's energetic. But again, this is one of those things that Hamilton and Federalist Papers said that you expect from a president is what he calls energy in the executive. And certainly he's provided as governor of New Hampshire. He had this to say about Nikki Haley's path to victory. This is clip 9.
Look, at the end of the day, the poll said she was going to lose by 25, right? And she got it within, you know, 10, 11 points, whatever it was. So she's constantly surging and constantly outperforming. So he just wants everyone to clear the ranks and give him the coronation. But And Ronald McDaniel is completely wrong, by the way. Right? When the head of the Republican Party says, we've had the voters in two states have their say, we'll ignore the Republicans in the other 48 states. We're just going to ignore them and just tell Trump that he's the winner. Right? So these are just establishment Washington politicians galvanizing around Trump. He used to be a disruptor. Right? He used to be the guy that was going to challenge Washington. Now he's just part of this elitism, if you will, out of the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. No one wants to, you know, tell the the Senate what to do. They're basically an out-of-place nursing home, if you think of it that way. He's going to be their next resident. Nikki's the next generation. She's exciting. She brings energy. She brings this great conservative record to the table. That scares him, right? Because he knows that that can surge. That's going to have energy.
And basically what he is talking about is taking that energy all the way to Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday is do or die. We'll have, at the end of Super Tuesday, been enough delegates up for grabs for that to settle the election. But that's on March 5th. And it's a ways away. Coming up, there's another controversy about another election, which has, I think, nothing to do with Trump. It's the election by the Motion Picture Academy and the selections for Best Film, Best Director, and Best Actress. And there is an argument that Barbie has been gypped. Well, Barbie is going to get revenge because it's now available for streaming. So people who haven't seen this epic masterpiece, I say that a little bit facetiously. It's a good movie, but we will be reviewing Barbie coming up. We'll also talk about another day and another Hitler comparison. And I wish people wouldn't do this. It's too serious a matter, both the choosing of the next president of the United States and understanding the real magnitude of the evil involved in the Third Reich and the actual Hitler. And we will also talk a little bit about getting over Trump's tantrum. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member.
So beautiful, so beautiful.
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a great deal of conversation about Trump's victory speech, which was only 19 minutes long. It's a very short speech by his standards because his rally speeches have been pushing up toward that two-hour mark again. But with that rally speech, there was Jake Tapper, who was speaking with Governor Sununu, Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, who was a big supporter of Nikki Haley, about Trump's victory speech, and he scored the same point, basically, that Stephen Colbert scored earlier in a clip we played. This is clip number 10, Jake Tapper and Chris Sununu.
Does she have to win in South Carolina? I mean, I can't understand the motivation for a candidate who doesn't win the first three contests. Don't you think it's a do or die there?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina are always the filtering states, if you think of it that way. Right? We always want to narrow it down. Now, she narrowed it down way faster than anyone thought. I do think when you get to Super Tuesday, you have to win. You got to win some states in Super Tuesday. I don't think South Carolina is a must-win, but I have no doubt she's going to do very, very well there.
So there.
And then he goes on talking about candidates like President Trump, who finished condemned someone who finished in second place. And then insisted that he or she really won. And this is one of those things that that Karl Rove writes about. And talking about New Hampshire's primary had a clear winner, but a strange ending. The results didn't seem to make Donald Trump very cheery. Mr. Trump, the winner with 54% of the vote, was irritated and nasty. He castigated Ms. Haley as an imposter who had a very bad night and suggested New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has got to be on something for supporting her. He closed by saying, "I don't get too angry, I get even." The 19-minute rant made him look like an irate old man, not a confident, happy warrior, says Karl Rove. And he goes on to say, then there is Mr. Trump's mental sharpness as an issue. Mr. Biden's cognitive shortcomings have long been painfully cataloged, but Mr. Trump, who turned 78 in June, has
had some notable flubs of his own. This month, he repeatedly used Ms. Haley's name while trying to blame House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for Capitol security lapses on January 6th. He mixed up Mr. Biden's and Barack Obama's names seven times last fall, according to a November Forbes report, a habit Mr. Trump later said was deliberate sarcasm. He also said he beat Mr. Obama for president and accused Mr. Biden of leading America into World War II. Maybe this is stress rather than age. Whatever it is, it could be a problem for Mr. Trump. And then he concludes this way, and I think that this is something that most Americans can agree with. With Messrs. Trump and Biden already almost certain to be their party's nominees, America faces the longest general election campaign in history, and one of its most brutal. The winner will be whoever of these two deeply unpopular men swing voters come to dislike a little bit less. Mr. Trump is a weak, soon-to-be nominee, but so is Mr. Biden. And he will offer more about Mr. Biden's challenges next week. The other challenges that people have become very exercised about have to do with the Oscars. And I can't tell you how many places they have put objections to the fact that even though Barbie received 8 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, and it was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Ryan Gosling playing Ken, it did not get a nomination for Best Director for Greta Gerwig, and did not get a director nomination for Best Actress for Margot Robbie. And part of this has to do with a fact that is still an item in Hollywood. If you look at the recent films that have actually won Best Picture, last year, remember, it was Everything All at Once, and Everywhere, Everything All at Once, that was a cult film and really an adventurous film, but not a big box office blockbuster sensation like Barbie is. We've had other films like Moonlight that beat La La Land, you may remember that, and The Parasite, which was the first foreign language Korean film, which won Best Picture. The fact is that Barbie was made as a crowd pleaser without some deep, deep artistic intentions, it seems to me. And people shouldn't be tremendously surprised that even though it got Best Picture, that Greta Gerwig, who was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, which she co-wrote with her partner, Noah Baumbach, she got that nomination and should be happy with it. Will you be happy with the film if you're one of those few Americans who hasn't seen it yet? Well, you can find it now available on streaming. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
America's favorite doll, played by Margot Robbie, lives a perfect life in Barbie Land, but then she takes a perilous venture into the real world in Barbie. Now playing in theaters.
Wow, it's the real world. What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're all just staring at me.
If this got out, this would be catastrophic!
That's Will Ferrell, who's genuinely funny as the ruthless head of Mattel Toys, trying to catch Barbie and put her back in a box. Directed by Greta Gerwig, who co-wrote the project with her partner Noah Baumbach, this is an often amusing film, but the final one-third is a disappointment, with Barbie's erstwhile sweetie Ken, played by Ryan Gosling, leading a revolution in Barbie Land, where the Ken dolls try a takeover in the name of patriarchy. Rated PG-13 for a few references to human anatomy. 2.5 stars for Barbie, and yes, Margot Robbie is a living doll in her role.
Man,
And Margot Robbie, I should also mention, is one of the producers of the film. I think it's tough to feel sorry for the people who put together one of the most successful films of recent years with 8 Oscar nominations. Okay. Coming up next time on The Medved Show, talking about the number 8, well, we've got 5. The 5 factors that will decide a Biden-Trump race. What are they? They're enumerated by Niall Stanage of The Hill, who will be joining us tomorrow. We'll also be joined by Wall Street Journal's Molly Ball. And she has concluded that what the GOP wants, what Republicans want all across the country, is pure, uncut Trumpism. So what does that mean? What is that? We will probe that with Molly Ball on the Michael Medved Show. There's also the story of an NYU professor who tells his students at a teach-in that the stories about Hamas atrocities, we know it's not true. How do you know it's not true when they have the videos of those atrocities and more? He also condemns New York, where he works, as a Zionist city and brags about violence against Israel. We'll be speaking also to Matt Lewis, who's a senior columnist at the Daily Beast and the author of the forthcoming book, Filthy Rich Politicians. He suggests that Nikki Haley has gotten a lot wrong, but she could still win. And how precisely will she do that? And then a remarkable story and an unsavory story of homeless people in California who were found living in 20-foot deep furnished caves full of trash and drugs. Oh, sounds like everyone's aspiration, right? I think the thing to say is we can do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.